Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A high school baseball game went on a lot longer than expected.
Midland and Odessa needed 2 days and 23 innings to complete their matchup, with first pitch on Friday night. Midland beat Odessa 4-3 on Saturday in one of the longest games in prep sports history. Both teams spent more than 6.5 hours on the diamond and combined to throw 602 pitches. The game started Friday night at Odessa's home field, but was called due to darkness in the 14th inning and went over to Midland's diamond on Saturday. Midland won after a successful squeeze bunt in the top of the 23rd inning and shut out Odessa in the bottom half. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And for your information, the longest game in high school sports history was 25 innings. 7:34 here on this Tuesday morning with Steve and Ted, and it's time to check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty, find out what's going on in Sedgwick County. Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, I just heard the news on the long baseball game. 2 days. That sounds like a Board of County Commissioner meeting. That's pretty intense.
You guys go into extra innings now and then?
From every now and then, we go into some extra innings. Yes, sir.
Bring in a relief commissioner. And Well, there you go. What's the longest game you ever played in and when you were a baseball player?
You know, I remember playing in a game at KU. I believe it was against Oral Roberts, if I remember right. And it was like 35 degrees out. It was miserable. And the game went like 18 innings. It was pretty rough. And but, you know, hey, it's baseball. And it's kind of funny. That's a funny game sometimes. And sometimes it takes a little longer than you expected. But if you're going to play that long, you want to make sure you win the game. That's for sure.
All right. So what's going on in the county this week? You don't have a meeting tomorrow, do you? I don't think there's a meeting tomorrow.
No meeting. What's customary is the last Wednesday of every month. We don't meet. But what we are starting here at Sedgwick County is a process that's going to go on for several months, really. And we're starting our 2025 budget preparation. So what happens at the county that's a little different than what happens at the city of Wichita is, you know, we have 46 departments in Sedgwick County government. We have elected officials like the district attorney and the sheriff and the treasurer, county clerk. We have appointed folks like the election commissioner and the appraiser. And then we have all the public safety departments like EMS and 911. Well, all 46 departments over the course of the next month, the county commission is going to hear a presentation, a budget presentation from them. And we're going to walk through the budget. Manager Stoltz will present a manager's recommended budget in June. And then we'll pass a budget for 2025 in August. So this is a pretty intense process that we're working through, and I've got some specific goals that I'm trying to carve out of this process. But we start that here this week on Friday, beginning with the aging department.
Does the public ever really get involved in that? Do you get a lot of input on the budget from the public?
You know, I'll tell you, it's a great question. I expected more last year in my first budget process. We had a few public meetings to get some input, and we only had a few people show up. So what I've asked as chairman this year with our management and communication staff is, let's try to make this process as public, as transparent as we possibly can by live streaming all of these budget meetings that we do between each department on social media. And I personally, and I'm going to encourage my colleagues as well to on their social media platforms to really try to engage our constituents so that we're bringing them into the process. Listen, there's some tough decisions that are going to have to be made. You know, the bulk of what we do at Sedgwick County government is public safety. We're going to be looking at about a $5 million structural imbalance as we head into 2026. So we need to start looking ahead of how do we find better efficiencies? How do we restructure some areas? But also, how do we stabilize staffing so the things that we're called to do, we do them well?
I would think the general public looks at a budget like anybody who's in business looks at a budget and say, that's really boring. Let the CPAs take care of that stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's an arduous process, but what I continually remind myself, and I know it's talked about frequently, is what we do matters significantly to this community. Or again, you know, over 50% of what we do is public safety, and And we've got to make sure that we have staffing stability and we can attract and retain talent, and particularly in these public safety departments, but all across. You know, the election commissioner, she's got some specific requests where we got to make sure we can equip her, where we can have good elections. We have other needs at other places and other departments, 911, EMS, sheriff's department. I mean, this is a significant budget with significant needs, and we've got to make sure that we're staffing these departments well.
What's your priority? What's the one or two top things for you?
You know, for me, it's the same thing I campaigned on. It's about staffing stability for Sedgwick County government. You know, when I walked into this job, or the day I filed for the job, frankly, you know, we had lost a third of our paramedics in EMS, so response times were lagging. The starting wage at the Sedgwick County Fireman was $14.60. The sheriff was down 112 deputies, and ComCare was down 200 full-time employees. And we've made a lot of headway in the last 15 months, a lot, significant. But there's still work to be done. So staffing stability so that we can perform great government service is important. The other thing for me is this understanding that the rising cost of government is significant. And on the backdrop of inflation for our constituents, it's hurting people. So I've got to guard property taxes. I got to do the best I can to make sure we're not passing through property tax increases and try to safeguard, you know, what we can at county government. The county property tax burden on our individuals only about 20-25% of the property tax bill, but of that 20-25% that makes up your property tax bill, I got to do the very best I can, and so do my colleagues. I'm guarding that to make sure we're not passing through burden, an increase in property tax burden.
Memory serves, you're going to be doing this pretty much all summer and approve a budget, what, August? Is that correct?
August. Yeah. That's correct. Big process.
You guys are going to be working on this all summer.
Huh. Yeah. You know, nobody told me this when I signed up for the job. I kind of, you know, what are the golfing tournaments and fundraising things
come
like
on.
That?
What the where does...
I'll tell you, this is actually the part I really do enjoy this part, because this is the tangible piece. The most important thing we do as county commissioners is pass a budget. And to be able to hear all 46 department leads and the challenges they're facing, but more so, and I'll tell you, there's challenges, but there's opportunities. What we're going to try to do and accomplish at 911 and EMS, what we're going to try to accomplish with more polling sites with the election commissioner, and what we're going to try to do to reform local government in many ways and modernize it. I'm actually really excited about this process and what we can accomplish over the next few months.
All right. Well, have fun with that. And everybody always enjoys budgeting. Okay. Right, Ted. Ted's taking a little snooze over there. But
no, I'm thinking about government reform over here.
Yeah.
Well, you and about a dozen other people this morning that have emailed me into my inbox, that and property taxes. So it's a hot topic, and I'm excited to engage it for this community.
You always hear about property taxes, but on the other hand, you know, if the value of property your property goes up, chances are your taxes are going up with it. You guys have kept a pretty good hold on the tax levy.
Yeah, you know, we reduced the mill levy at Sedgwick County government for the first time since 2015 last year. So we're looking to hold the line again this year.
All right, sir. Thanks for your time. And I'm with you. I remember at least one baseball practice when I was in high school when it was about 8 degrees, and I said, you know, I think I'm going to go out for track.
It'll make a guy retire and go to politics.
Yeah, there you go. All right, have a good one. We'll talk with you again next week. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Coming up, the Wichita Business Journal update. After nearly 8 decades in business, Horton's Furniture is closing its doors. That's on the way. Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.